previously on Heroes.
I must wipe your memory.
Ando asks Hiro how old he thinks he is, and Hiro replies 10. They find a comic book.
Can we leave Matt out of this?
If you're unhappy, I can always arrange for you to return to your former life.
Just tell me what I'm supposed to do.
Stay with Parkland.
I came here looking for you, and what did I find? You're waiting for me. I mean, that's gotta mean something, right?
You saved my life once, Al. Don't you see I owe you?
I forgive you.
Now you need to forgive yourself.
Others probably figured out by now that there's a third piece of the formula. It's a catalyst, hidden away in the blood of a human host.
I think I'm the catalyst.
I see we share a fascination.
It seems most of the powers I've documented took place during the last total annular eclipse.
It's coming.
There's a moment in every war where everything changes. A moment when the road bends. Alliances and battle lines shift. And the rules of engagement are rewritten. Moments like these can change the nature of the battle. And turn the tide for either side. So we do what we can to understand them. To be ready for change, we steady our hearts, curb our fears, muster our forces, and look for signs in the stars.
Angela looks out of her window to watch the beginnings of the eclipse.
But these moments, these game changers, remain a mystery. Destiny's invisible hand, moving pieces on a chessboard. No matter how much we prepare for them, how much we resist the change, anticipate the moment, fight the inevitable outcome. In the end, we're never truly ready when it strikes.
Gabriel shoots a glass container.
You're getting pretty good at that.
Yeah, well, it's not as easy as you make it look.
You'll get there, don't sweat it.
Yeah, well, I need to get there now. I have to prove myself.
To who?
It's nobody. I'm not sure you'd understand.
Okay. Then let's go again.
Gabriel, I need you to do something. Find Claire Bennett. Bring her back to me. You think you can do that?
Yes, sir, of course I can.
I'm going too.
What?
Well, they're not gonna make it easy for you getting Claire. You need help. And I was raised to be a company girl.
Wait, I thought you'd left all that behind you.
Yeah. Well, it's all I know. You need help. Let me help you.
You okay with this, Dad?
I think the two of you together, it's a good pairing.
Let's go get the cheerleader.
At Pinehurst.
Why is it always me?
You're the catalyst. Arthur's formula doesn't work without you. I have a plan, but we all have to work together to stop him.
Okay, so where's everyone else?
Nathan's going to find the Haitian. Matt Parkman will get Hiro Nakamura. And you, Claire, have the most important part to play.
Great. What's my assignment?
Your assignment is to keep from getting caught, just out of harm's way.
But I can fight. I can do more. I can be more.
The only place you're going to be is underground, off the grid.
No! No way. I am done hiding.
We all have to make sacrifices.
What are you gonna do, lock me up?
Don't think it hasn't crossed my mind, but no. I have another plan.
They're on level 5, and Claire finds herself face to face with Eric, who's in a cell. Mr. Bennett appears through a high security door.
Hi, Claire Bear.
A frown creases Claire's brow.
It's too dangerous for you to go there alone.
I'm just going down there to get the Haitian, and I'm coming right back.
The Haitian is there to hunt down a level 5 escapee, this guy, Baron Samdi. Look.
Baron?
No, it's an alias. Voodoo God of Death. This guy's into some bad stuff. Drug trafficking, kidnapping, slavery. I'm telling you, Nathan, you're gonna need some help.
Hey, I'm not going down there to save the country.
Okay, just... You don't understand.
Then help me out.
When I found my abilities, I knew who I was supposed to be. Okay? now.
Pete, just because you don't have your abilities, it doesn't mean you don't have a purpose.
You will if you don't take me with you. Nathan.
All right. Come on.
Peter holds on to Nathan, who leaps effortlessly into the sky, soaring upwards, leaving a vapor trail and ring behind him. In his lab, Mohinder is performing an autopsy on someone. He sucks in his breath with pain as he carefully peels off his surgical gloves. His hands are covered in thick scales and sticky goo. He strides out to Arthur.
I need the catalyst. You said you would have it by now. You said you were going to cure me.
I've got people on it, but all our plans might be for nothing.
What are you talking about?
I drew that. It's going to happen today.
This is Claire Bennett. She can't die. It's impossible.
That's my point. It can't happen, but it's going to. You're the scientist. You tell me how.
There's an eclipse today.
Yes.
When I first noticed abilities manifesting, there was an eclipse. A global event.
You said it was a coincidence.
Well, I thought it was, but...
But what? What does it
mean? I don't know! But I do know if Claire Bennett dies, and the catalyst dies with her, there's no hope for me being cured.
That explains this.
I'm going to die.
Everything's going to change today. Everything.
They look out of the window to where the moon is about to pass in front of the sun. Heroes, created by Tim Kring.
I don't understand what Hiro Nakamura has to do with any of this.
Angela made our orders very clear.
Yeah, the guy's a spaz.
No, he's a time traveler. If Arthur Petrelli has us on the ropes, the man is a walking do-over. I know I had Hiro's number in his dad's homicide file. Are you nervous about something?
Arthur Petrelli scares me.
Oh, you don't have to be scared about him.
No, of course I do. He can take away abilities, and I betrayed him. I betrayed you.
No, you didn't.
I'm a betrayer.
What?
And a liar, and a thief, and I'm selfish. You know, honestly, I don't understand why you keep me around.
Because you're one of the good guys now.
So you trust me?
Yes.
Completely.
Yes, I trust you completely. I know you, Daphne.
No, you say that, but you don't know me, not really.
We had a life together.
In a dream.
It was a spirit walk.
It wasn't real. Arthur killed your father. He could kill us all, or worse.
I'm not gonna let anything happen to you. I promise. Please, just help me find Hiro. Come on.
How are you gonna do that, exactly? That guy's a freaking teleporter.
Daphne and Matt share a worried look.
Hey, I need your help. You have to fix Hiro. Look.
What does it say?
It says you have to fix Hiro. Arthur Petrelli erased his memory. Hiro now thinks he's 10 years old.
Hiro's jumping up and down.
It's back there.
Hiro runs off hurriedly to the toilet.
We're all gonna die.
Mr. Bennett and Claire pull up outside Canfield's house.
This is Stephen Canfield's house.
You'll be safe here, out of harm's way.
Last time we were here, we almost got sucked into a black hole. What makes it so safe now?
Simple setup, controllable.
I know how you like to control things.
Okay, I'll bite. What does that mean?
It means you'll do whatever it takes to keep the catalyst safe, right?
Hey, I want to keep you safe, Claire. You, not some catalyst. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Matt is trying to read Hiro's mind, who stares back at him with the inquisitiveness of a young boy.
Aren't you dead?
You were like that. What's your game, Nemesis?
I'm not a nemesis anymore. I'm a good guy now.
I can't help him. I can't understand him.
Well, Arthur really did a number on Hiro. He really thinks he's 10.
So, Keaton said he's had him fix him.
I don't think I can.
He's thinking in Japanese.
But the comic book says that you...
I don't know what to tell you. This is way beyond me.
Hero is our reset button. Our walking do-over, remember?
I know, but he still can time travel, he can teleport, and he's still very powerful.
Hero and the tortoise are nodding to one another.
I can't do this. I'm sorry. I gotta get out of here.
What? What are you talking about? Daphne.
You paused.
What?
When I asked you if you trusted me, you paused.
No, I didn't.
I'm a speedster. Fractions of seconds feel like hours to me, and you paused. You don't know me, and you don't know what I've been through.
What is that supposed to mean? Daphne, come on.
Matt.
Lawrence, Kansas?
Stop reading my mind.
What's in Kansas? Come on.
Just back off.
You're home.
Leave me alone.
Daphne speeds off, and Hero excitedly exclaims, cool, do it again, do it again.
Yes, sir, it'll all be taken care of.
A car hire office.
Who was on the phone?
Arthur. Just updating him on her status. He thinks Claire's with her father.
Ugh. Glasses himself. It's scary. He's not going to make this any easier.
Actually, he is. Bennett wanted to get inside my head so he could kill me, but it worked both ways. I know how he thinks. I know where he'll hide her.
I'm worried about you. All these yes sirs and checking in like a good little boy.
I'm just trying to be responsible.
Oh, sure. Responsible.
God, where is this damn rental car guy?
Probably calling the police. Because I told him you were a serial killer and that you kidnapped me.
You must be joking. Why the hell would you do that?
Because I'm trying to help you. Because it was wrong of the company to hide our abilities. Because we can do whatever we want. We can take whatever we want. Trust me.
We're going.
You're not going anywhere!
Oh, God! Oh, help! Please help! Please!
Let go of the girl!
Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, my God, thank you.
Sir, please put down the gun. You really don't understand what's happening here.
Oh, she filled me in pretty good. You serial killing scum of the earth.
They're all trying to make you into something. Boy Scout? A monster? Who's it gonna be, huh? Who are you really?
Shut up. I should kill you right now. Say it was self-defense. I'll be famous. A bona fide hero.
He hits Gabriel with the butt of his rifle, then is shocked to see the resulting cut heal over.
Heroes.
Mohinder's studying some books.
What does this eclipse mean? And how could it possibly affect us? The moon controls the ocean's waves, the sun, our internal timing, but something is happening to me. I'm changing. I can feel it.
He's speaking into a tape machine. As he coughs, he leans over and discovers that thick, clear goo is seeping from his palms and sticking to the table. At the Canfield house, Mr. Bennett pulls up a floorboard. Claire sighs and turns to find the board being thrown to her.
What's this for?
Hit me with it. You wanted me to train you? Let's do it right here, right now.
This is how you get over your guilt, because I've been just fine without you.
Have you?
I caught the puppet guy.
Yeah, you got lucky. You almost got your mother killed. These are serious, dangerous criminals.
I know.
You're not acting like it.
What am I acting like?
Like a girl who can't get hurt, stupid and careless.
What do you know? You're the one who left, remember?
My absence does not give you license to act like a brat.
I have been trying to do something good with my ability.
And I'm trying to keep you safe.
I don't need your help.
Then hit me. I said hit me.
He expertly blocks her blows, then brings the board up to her neck.
Good news is, you've certainly got the strength. Bad news is, you're clumsy, slow, and obvious.
Thanks.
This time, get your body weight into it. That way, all the power will be on the end of the board. Okay, let's go again.
What is this, Taekwondo?
No. It's baseball. Let's go again.
It's Tracy.
Nathan's veering off plan. He's going to find this Haitian guy.
That's smart, using the Haitian against me. We can't have that.
Well, you're not going to hurt him.
I'm learning today there are some things out of my control.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's time for Nathan to see the world for what it really is.
Look, I agreed to help you because you said that we could get Nathan into the White House. You need him, Arthur.
So do you. I need you to go to Paris Island. Use those connections you've got.
I don't take orders from you.
If you want your way into the Oval Office, you'll do exactly as I say.
Paris Island. The Marine training facility?
Every war needs an army.
Washington. I guess there's no rest for the wicked.
Obviously not.
Angela's been listening and forces a smile.
I need a hero to help me find Daphne.
But she stole the formula. She's a villain.
No, she's not. She's just scared.
Of what?
I don't know, but I gotta find out. Oh, I told her that I doubted her. I practically packed her bags for her.
Look, we need to help Hero. Get him back to normal, stop Arthur Petrelli.
But it'll only take a minute. All he has to do is teleport me to Lawrence, Kansas. I grab Daphne and
Lawrence, Kansas?
Yes, that's us. We're in a cornfield. She told me that she grew up on a corn farm.
Corn farm?
Yeah.
Hiro, tomaruko spatake, go.
Ando says, let's go to the cornfield. Smiling, Hiro rests his hand on the other's shoulders and they disappear. Next, they're in a cornfield.
Holy crap, it worked. This is it. This is Daphne's house. I can hear her thoughts. She's in there.
Holy crap!
They race across the cornfield towards a house, only to be stopped in their tracks by a darkening sky.
Oi, minna!
Huh? Hajimatta.
Hiro says it's starting as they squint their eyes at the eclipse. Arthur swipes his sketches off his desk. The drawing of Mohinder floats to the floor. In his lab, he's cocooned in an envelope of goo, his eyes closed as if in a slumber. Angela looks down wistfully at a framed photograph of her family. In a sketch, Peter and Nathan fall out of the sky. In reality, the two brothers tumble heavily into a lake surrounded by a jungle. In a drawing, Gabriel and Elle kiss. Having left the car hire office, Gabriel jumps into the passenger seat of a convertible and the two of them screech off. Claire breaks a floorboard against a pillar, then turns to look at a proud Mr. Bennett. In a sketch, he's carrying her in his arms as blood drips from her shoulder. The eclipse continues. Mohinder wakes in his cocoon and slips from it like a newborn baby. He stands up naked. All of the abnormalities he'd developed have disappeared. In the jungle, Nathan has climbed out of the lake.
Pete.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay. You?
I'm good.
What happened?
I don't know. I was flying and then I wasn't. I was falling really fast.
And now?
Nothing. I can't fly.
Hey, wasn't there an eclipse that first day you flew?
Yeah. So?
So you don't find that significant?
The guy we're looking for, the Haitian, he takes powers away. Maybe he saw us coming. I don't know. Maybe it's this whole damn country.
I gotta find him.
Well, let's make tracks. We have a long walk ahead of us.
They make their way into the jungle, and Nathan spots a small figurine strapped to a tree.
What the hell are these, voodoo dolls?
No, they're called Puen. They're, messengers. Prayers for salvation, redemption.
Let's go.
Looking at the map, Haitian's village is this way.
I saw it from two clicks up.
We were falling.
Yeah. It's still this way.
Hey, are you gonna... Don't you wanna...
Peter sucks back his frustration and follows him. At the house in the cornfield, Matt knocks on the door, watched by Hero and Dando.
Something I can do for you?
Hi. Yeah, I'm a friend of Daphne's. Can I talk to her for a second?
Daphne's not here.
Daphne, I know you're inside. Come on, I just need a minute.
Go away, Matt.
Like I said, she's not home.
Yeah. Well, why don't you just let me inside?
Are you threatening me?
I said, let me in.
Why are you turning your head sideways? What's your problem, son?
Hero and Dando appear.
What happened? My powers are gone.
力が使えないって。
え? Hero tries to use his powers.
僕の使えないや。
He's also.
What's going on?
The older man who answered the door goes to Daphne, who's sitting in her old bedroom.
Are you going to tell me who that was?
Nope.
I'm not asking a lot of questions here.
And I appreciate that.
But you've been gone a long time.
It's my home. Can't I just come home?
Are you feeling okay?
No. It's happening again.
Ah, sweetheart, I'm sorry.
Do you still have them?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go get them.
Nathan and Peter find themselves at the edge of a devastatingly high precipice.
If we double back, we should be able to make it to the village in an hour.
You're not even going to admit you were wrong.
You really want to get into this now? Come on.
You got to stop treating me like your idiot kid brother.
You read the map right. Congratulations. I wish I could fly.
But you can't.
That's right. I'm powerless, just like you.
Hey, if it wasn't for me, you'd be lost and alone.
If it wasn't for you, I'd be home by now. I only brought you down here to protect your fragile ego.
You know what? I don't need your pity.
No, but you know what you do need? My help. I've been saving your ass my entire life.
Is that so?
That's right, when you jumped off that roof like a moron. Who caught you? Who pulled you out of Kirby Plaza when you were about to blow up? You want my respect? You want my approval? Earn it.
Why would I want your respect? You're a puppet.
Excuse me.
You have no spine.
I'm a U.S. senator.
No.
You're a nurse.
You're everything that Dad ever wanted you to be. His dreams, huh? His goals. He could always find a way to get under your skin and manipulate you, use you.
Where's this coming from?
In the future, you choose him. You choose Dad, Nathan.
Well, I'm down here right now, Pete. I'm trying to stop him. You want to help me?
The Haitian appears and brings his finger to his lips.
Good. Control first, follow through second. You feel that power? Again.
She wipes sweat from her brow.
Tell me what you're thinking.
No.
Tap into that anger. It'll give you strength. Here, take a swing at me now.
I don't want to swing at you.
Come on. Swing at me. See if you can hit me. Let's go.
She readies the floorboard.
Come on.
She strikes.
You're not even trying, Claire. Tell me what you're thinking.
Every time you would come home from a trip, I'd always hug you as tight as I could. Because I thought if I held you tight enough, you wouldn't leave me. What if you only leave?
She strikes him on the knee, then holds the board above him.
I need to get some air.
Claire, wait a minute, let's talk about this.
No, I didn't mean to bring it up, just forget it.
The front door opens.
Hey, girls. You have the Haitian in here?
No. Just me. Back out of the house now. You're not getting Claire.
Funny story.
We are.
Claire, stay back!
While Mr. Bennett and Gabriel fight, Elle leans down to pick up Bennett's gun. Mr. Bennett smashes Gabriel's head against a railing, then twists his arm. Claire spots Elle raising the gun at her father, and she leaps up. Claire takes a bullet in the shoulder, and Bennett knocks Elle out with a floorboard. He scoops the unconscious and bleeding Claire into his arms, mimicking Arthur's sketch. He glances around the room to see Gabriel writhing in pain and Elle motionless. He leaves the house with Claire in his arms. Gabriel lifts the gun, but is too weak to pull the trigger. When the door shuts, he lets it fall to the floor again. Mr. Bennett bursts through his front door.
Sandra!
Oh, my God. What happened?
Oh, she got shot.
Why isn't she healing?
I don't know. Something wrong. Her ability's not working.
We have to get her to a hospital.
No. They report gunshot wounds to the police. They'll ask questions.
She is bleeding. She is hurt. I am calling 911.
And what happens when her healing comes back?
Well,
this is a surface wound. We can deal with it. Hang up the phone. Please.
I'll get the first aid kit.
Thank you.
What happened?
I don't know. I wish I did.
Maybe you were right. I've been stupid, careless. I thought I was invulnerable.
You shouldn't have.
It hurts. I never thought I'd be able to hurt again. It sucks, but it's wonderful.
Thank you for saving my life.
Anytime.
Hero tries to transport once more.
What's going on here?
Still no powers.
Yeah, that much I get. Why is this happening? How do we get it back?
Maybe Daphne was right. Maybe Arthur took them away.
You know, I never, ever thought that I would miss my... Right now, all I want to do is just know what's going on inside her head. What are we supposed to do?
Hero says, do. You must do what you came here to do.
He says you must save Daphne.
I can't. I can't. Not without my brain thingy.
Hero turns round and grabs some corn cobs from the dry stalks.
He says this is part of the hero's quest.
Right.
Can you triumph without powers?
Hey! Hey, seriously, dude, stop it!
Hey! Hero!
How do you say stop it?
You must not doubt your mission.
The
corn will keep on coming.
Only
you have the power to stop it. You must not doubt!
Matt catches one of the corn cobs, and Hero says, see, you did it.
I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm gonna save Daphne.
Ando tells Hero he's going to save her.
Holy crap!
Hero says, while he's doing that, we will get our abilities back. Ando asks, you can do that? And Hero replies, I have a plan. As they walk, Ando asks, where did you learn all that stuff about the corn and the hero's quest? Hero answers, Saturday Samurai Matinee Showdown. Ando says, we've reached the end of the comic book. Hero replies, we must find the next issue. Every town and city around the world has a place where the wise men gather. The Greek Oracle at Delphi, the library at Alexandria, the Hall of Justice.
Complete remission. All effects of the formula have disappeared. Scales, abilities. I have no idea how or why. Some correlation to the eclipse. Further study is warranted. But not yet.
Mohinder types Maya's details into a computer, then puts on his coat.
You're not going anywhere. Now we know the meaning of the eclipse. Everyone's abilities have gone away.
You have to get them back.
I'm not sure that's entirely possible. I mean, who knows what the implications of this event are? They could be irreversible.
That's unacceptable.
What are you doing?
Got abilities, I'm nobody. I already did nobody, you understand? So we gonna stay right here until you get it all back for us.
Sam's Comics, Lawrence, Texas. Ando says, "This is your plan?" She was right, we're all going to die. And Hiro answers, "No, we're not. It's Wednesday, new comic book day." The shop assistant spots them. Hiro says to Ando, "Ask if they have the latest issue."
Excuse me. Yeah, I'll be with you in a second. Don't worry, we got plenty of Red Hulks for everybody.
Sam?
Yeah.
The shop assistants look at the Ninth Wonder with the scene in front of them on the front cover.
Dude, this is so awesome.
Hiro says all of our questions will be answered. In the jungle, the Haitian leads Peter and Nathan through the trees.
Is he always this quiet?
I don't know. Why don't you ask him?
Listen, I really appreciate your help. We need to get you back home. My father's alive.
Arthur's alive?
You're one of the only people who can stop him. Now, the sooner you take this juju off of me, the sooner I can fly us home and deal with him.
I'm not responsible for your condition. My ability's gone as well. The universe has decided our fate.
The sun is almost completely eclipsed by the moon.
Can the universe get me a phone? I can call the military, get us on a C-130, and get this sorted.
I'm not going anywhere until I stop Sam Dean, the guy from level 5. I'm responsible for his evil. He's my brother. He's like us, special. His skin is impenetrable. Not by knife, not by fire, not by bullet. Many people here believe him to be a god. He used his fear to form an army. They murdered, stole, kidnapped. I stopped him once, put him away. But now,
can't do this on your own.
Peter, this is not your fight.
No, you helped our family out once. At least let us repay that favor.
Hey, look, all right, you've proved you can be brave, okay? Don't be stupid.
Think about it, Nathan. The only way to get this guy to come back home with us is if we help him stop his brother. Look, you're not gonna do this for the right reasons. At least do it for the selfish ones.
Under a hail of bullets, the three men race through the jungle. Nathan becomes separated and stops, raising his hand aloft. He turns to face the soldiers.
Je m'appelle Nathan Petrelli. Je suis l'Américain.
Baron makes his way through his men.
We know all about you, Senator Nathan Petrelli. Your father warned us you'd come.
My father?
Yes.
What did he tell you?
He told me to be myself.
Baron tells his men to take Nathan away, having smashed him across the face with his rifle butt. The Haitian holds Peter back as they look on from a hiding place nearby. Peter glances up at the eclipse. Mr. Bennett is cleaning his glasses when Claire wakes up in her bed.
No fever. You feeling okay?
Yeah. Pretty good, all things considered.
We're gonna figure out what's happening to you. But for now, you just rest. I'll be right downstairs.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, Claire Bear.
He leans forward and kisses her on the face. He sits up with a tender smile, but as he puts his glasses back on, his expression turns serious. He walks out of the room and finds Sandra in the hall.
No.
No what?
You're leaving, aren't you? Do not leave your daughter, not now.
She's fine.
She's scared. She doesn't know what's happening. She needs you.
There's something I need to finish.
Sandra watches him leave. At Daphne's house, Matt is hiding in the corn when her father climbs into his truck and drives off. He makes his way to the front door and knocks.
Daphne! Daphne, I'm not leaving until I talk to you.
Go away, Matt.
No. No, I came here because I know exactly who you are. You are smart and beautiful and funny. I don't even care if the spirit walk is all a bunk. I'm never gonna give up because I'm in love with you. Daphne!
The door's open.
He steps inside and looks around.
Dap?
I'm in here.
He walks through to the living room. Daphne's in the shadows.
I just didn't want you to see me like this.
Like what?
She walks into the room using calipers and crutches.
Like this.
Sandra brings a tray of food into Claire's room.
How you doing, sweetie?
Claire. Oh my God.
Claire's pillow is soaked in blood. Elle pops Gabriel's arm back into its socket.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
He tries to make the gun come to him using his power, but has to go and pick it up.
What's happening to us?
I have no idea. I used to understand everything, but nothing makes sense. We're just human.
You okay with that?
No, it's actually a relief. I felt the hunger, the need to have power so numbing. My mind felt like it was full of cotton and ice. I haven't felt like this since I first met you.
I pushed you to become that monster. It's my fault.
No. You were just following orders, a company girl.
Exactly. We're both so...
Powerless?
We can't take what we want anymore.
Says who?
He pulls her to him, and just like the sketch, they kiss, unaware that Mr. Bennett is watching them through the sight of a rifle. To be continued.